I wanted to do a book about food just because it seems to me that's all I write about sometimes, because food is really the center of our lives, though I think, like poetry, it's often taken for granted, ignored, put to the side, or rushed over. And I think both poetry and food are of the body. You know, they live in the mouth, and in the case of poetry, also in the ear and in the air, but you carry it with you inside, and there's a kind of way in which the poem doesn't feel finished until someone breathes into it, breathes life into it by reading it aloud. And I think it's a little like making a meal. There's something different when you make a meal for someone else and they're sharing it with you. You know, then it's a meal. Before, it's just food. And I think that's really what poetry tells us, is, you know, this relationship across time. I mean, it can be great swatches and swaths of time, but you're still connected by this breath. That's what the line captures. This is a poem called The Preserving. It's a poem set in rural Louisiana a few decades ago, spoken in the voice of someone who might be my mother. Summer meant peeling. Peaches, pears, July, all carved up. August was a tomato dropped in boiling water. My skin coming right off. And peas, Lord, after shelling all summer, if I never saw those green fingers again, it would be too soon. We'd also make wine, gather up those peach scraps, put them in jars, and let them turn. Trick was enough air. Eating something boiled each meal, my hair in coils by June 1st, Mama could barely reel me in from the red clay long enough to wrap my hair with string, so tight I couldn't think. But that was far easier to take care of, lasted all summer, like ashen ease. One Thanksgiving, while saying grace, we heard what sounded like a gunshot, ran to the back porch to see peach glass everywhere. Reckon someone didn't give the jar enough room to breathe. Only good thing about them saving days was knowing they'd be over, that by Christmas afternoons turned to cakes. Coconut yesterday, fruitcake today, fresh kashaw pie to start tomorrow. On Jesus' day, we'd go house to house tasting each family's peach brandy. You know you could stand only so much a taste. Time we weaved back, it had grown cold as war. Huddling home, clutching each other in our handed-down hand-me-downs, we felt we was dying like a late fire. We prayed those homemade spirits would warm most way home. Thinking of the hungry ear and looking back on the process and the putting of it together, I guess I hadn't realized until later how much it was about feeling satisfied, and sustenance. You know, sustenance, I think, courses through both food, of course, but also through what poetry offers us. It offers us a place that feeds many parts of us that we don't see fed other places. Much as I love TV and movies and the sort of distractions and pleasures of modern life, there's nothing like that primal pleasure of a great meal, maybe some wine and some good friends, and across from that, poetry too. You know, somehow that binds it all together for me.